staying with Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I sent an email Friday, mentioned how my pants don't fit anymore, which has been a common problem for a while, and because the old ones are too loose. Because I've lost so much. I have been constantly hungry for weeks now. And, you know, I do wonder, I realize at the end of the day, today I ate 14 eggs. Some people will say that's not a good idea. And, you know, Well, and there are others who say that is a good idea. Of course, they're a minority, and of course, they don't make money off of the drugs. So, you know, I mean, I don't use any. Zero. None. Speaking of the email of Friday, I wonder if there's been an effort to say, make sure, you know, delete it or ignore it or don't say anything. Because when I challenge my kids, I get nothing. So, you know, the question is, have they been told this, or have they been, or do they simply reject anything from the scripture? It seems that's what I'm afraid that's what they're being trained. And it concerns me. It concerns me greatly. You remember me as the guy who, and I would have to say I was fairly naive when I was the pro-life activist. And it took some time to learn and become stronger. And obviously the big event was the change from, clearly started early with living out to do nothing to prevent. And obviously you did something to prevent, you ran. Do nothing to prevent children in obedience to the Lord. And over time in maturing, it was clarified because that is the Lord's first command. You know, I say that, it's interesting, I say that to some people, the Lord's first command. Do you obey the Lord's first command? You know, are you familiar with the Lord's first command? And it's, have no other God. No. It is, be fruitful and multiply. It is the Lord's first command to man in Genesis 1. And it's just remarkable to me. But, I've studied a lot of things. And in so many ways, I am not the guy that you would remember because I contend on, well, as I've mentioned before, on things like Islam, obviously the definition of marriage, on so many things. And now I put a challenge out to a Mormon today. But the thing that I think I've really learned by the grace of the Lord is to contend by saying, look, here's the evidence. And I want to challenge you on the evidence. And I want to treat you like a human being created in the image of God. I'm going to speak the truth to you. But I'm going to keep that wrapped in grace. I'm going to hold no punches, but I'm going to keep it wrapped in grace because I want a rational dialogue. This is the model I'm trying to live. This is the model my family ignores. I really, really hate it. But I'm going to pursue reconciliation with my family because I'm contending. It's the command of the Lord. And if it never happens, at least one party was at the table. And it is my hope, whether it's Jim Cross or Enda Kane's Chris Bitterman, that I continue to, and now obviously quite publicly, request till they come to the table. And especially my wife, because Dorothy Jane, I am so much in love with you. I really miss you too. I love you.